Welcome everyone to an event 73 years in the making. It's been a long time.
That's New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell.
On behalf of the city of New Bedford, the whaling capital of the world, we welcome home the Charles W. Morgan.
The scene was like a prodigal child finally reunited with a grateful family. The Charles W. Morgan, the last American whaling ship, is back at what many say is her rightful home port, and the city of New Bedford is pulling out all the stops to welcome her. Gail Dahlberg of South Dartmouth cheered right along with the hundreds of others who attended the event at State Pier.
I think it's absolutely fascinating. We're privileged to live at Round Hill, which is where the Charles W. Morgan resided at one point in time.
Many locals know the Morgan's history, how Colonel Edward Green transported the Morgan to his family's estate at Round Hill in South Dartmouth, where he spent $100,000 of the family fortune restoring it and opening it up to the public. But when Colonel Green died in 1936, the ship's future was uncertain.
Unfortunately, Colonel Green didn't leave enough money in a trust to take care of it, so we did lose it to Mystic. But we're very excited to have it here.
New Bedford was in the depths of the Depression and didn't have the resources to pay for the Morgan's upkeep. So the difficult decision was made to give the historic whaling vessel to what would become Mystic Seaport in Connecticut. Here's Nantucket historian Nat Philbrick.
And so on November 5th, 1941, the Charles W. Morgan left New Bedford under tow, never to return. Until now.
Losing the Morgan to Mystic all those years ago was a body blow to New Bedford, even if the city didn't have the money back then to save her. But most people in the crowd on Saturday praised the work of the Mystic shipwrights, carpenters, and other craftsmen who spent the last 5.5 years bringing the Morgan back to life and allowing her to sail once again back to the city of her birth. State Senator Mark Montigny put it this way.
It's taken 73 years to heal the old wound with Mystic, and you did it in one fell swoop.
U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren echoed many of the speakers who said the Morgan not only symbolizes New Bedford's heritage, but also the city's move into new energy initiatives.
It is great to welcome the Charles W. Morgan home. It is a reminder that New Bedford was the city that lit the world. And that's going to happen again. We're here to celebrate New Bedford's past, but also New Bedford's future. New Bedford is going to be the home to wind energy that is going to help light the world again.
Lois Mulcahy lives in Virginia with her three daughters, but she grew up in New Bedford in the 1930s and used to play on the Morgan while it sat on a beach at Colonel Green's Round Hill Estate. She was amazed to see the ship fully restored.
When I was there, it was old and beaten up, no sails, of course, and embedded in the sand. It just looked kind of abandoned, but we went on it often.
Mulcahy says Green was very gracious about granting people access both to his beach and the old ship.
I remember being down below at the captain's table, and there was a lamp up there above us that swung, and I remember wooden cubby holes on the side that we used to like to climb into, and I think that maybe was where the sailors slept.
The Charles W. Morgan of Lois's memory is much different from the pristinely restored vessel sitting quietly at its berth along the Acushnet River. But even though most of the Morgan's timbers, sails, and rigging are new, the soul of this historic vessel remains very much intact. As Mayor Mitchell raised the City of New Bedford flag on deck, two descendants of whalers, Daniel Rodriguez and Bruce Gamaranzo, rang the Morgan's bell 38 times to commemorate its 38 voyages.
All right, Daddy and Bruce, thank you.
And with that, the official ceremony ended, and an eager public was finally allowed on board.
Thank you, and enjoy a great week in New Bedford!
For WCAI, I'm Brian Morris in New Bedford.